Hello and welcome to another careers podcast with Miles Technologies. This is Luke Travato, talent scout with Miles Technologies, and I'm here with David Kirkman, who is a software support specialist with us at Miles Technologies. David, how are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to sit down with us today.
Not a problem.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the software support specialist position. So can you describe your career path and kind of let us know how you got into this role as software support?
Well, I was always in retail back through high school and college, working with customers day in, day out. But I also had a huge love of computers, worked out my degree in programming. So it's actually kind of the fruition of both things, dealing with customers on a day-to-day basis, but also dealing with the technology aspect of the world and combining those two. So using both of those, it allowed me to move into this role where I'm working with people day in, day out, but working with their specific systems, helping them do what they want with their systems.
Right. So being that you have the customer service background and that's a good fit for you, would you say that being able to communicate, is that one of the most important skills that you should have for software support?
It is a key thing to have. You will be talking with people all day, every day. You always want to be able to stay in communication, get your point across clearly the first time without having to go back and forth and jumping through hoops and everything. If you can explain yourself the first time on the first try, it just makes everything go a whole lot smoother.
Mm-hmm. So what are the kind of advice or tips would you give to someone who's interested in pursuing a career in the field?
So I would definitely work on maybe learning how to speak clearly on the phone. Everybody talks on the phone every day, but there is a certain way you need to be able to talk to customers and phrase questions correctly so it doesn't sound accusing or anything like that. Just be friendly with everybody. Another thing, you have to be able to multitask. At any point in time during the day, we may have to drop everything we're doing because an emergency could arise. So you got to be able to just drop one thing, pick up on something entirely different, then come right back to what you were working on day in, day out. Something like that can happen. So you just got to be able to pick everything up, be able to handle multiple things at one time, but without getting too overwhelmed about it.
Okay, yeah, so that's a little bit about the communication and customer service aspect. Now let's talk a little bit more about the technology aspect. What are kind of the technologies you find yourself working with? What are the technologies that you would recommend being familiar with if you're interested in pursuing a career in this role?
So really for this role, the main thing you need to understand is actually just mostly Windows-based computers. If you've got a good understanding of like Office, how the internet works, how websites work, getting around different files, things like that. That's kind of the basis from there, what you should really know when you're getting into this. Because you'll have customers who may not know those basic functions that's all they need to solve their problem. Specific technology-wise, you don't really need to know any specific programming languages. If something does arise where it is that specific, it's very simple to go to a developer, talk with them, and they will help teach you what you need to know. But as a whole, you just need to really just have your basic skills on a computer and how to get around it.
So what would you say is one of the more challenging aspects of the position?
So probably the most challenging aspect is what I touched on earlier, was being able to drop everything you're doing and do work on something totally new, but without forgetting what you were working on before. Because regardless what you're working on, someone's always waiting to hear back from you. So you have to keep track of everything you're doing, but be able to jump on something entirely new without forgetting what you had told someone else beforehand.
Right, definitely. Yeah, so it's a bouncing act of making sure you're
very much
being organized and everything like that. So what would you say is your favorite part or the most rewarding part of the position?
Probably the most rewarding part is that I get to talk with people in different businesses every part of the world. Me personally, I deal with a shipping company that delivers the cocoa beans to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Then 5 minutes later, I can be dealing with a vendor who works with exterminators all across the Southeast. And then another 5 minutes, I could be talking with someone who's in New Mexico at a doctor's office helping patients out. So just being able to network and create a personal relationship with these people all across the country is just a huge rewarding aspect, and hearing them actually be so appreciative of me just giving the time to help them out, it's just great.
Mm-hmm. So in working with a lot of different businesses, being that we are a business technology consulting firm, you get to work with a lot of different clients, do you find yourself learning more about businesses, gaining like kind of knowledge of business strategies and everything like that?
Extremely. So before I started here, I didn't have a huge knowledge of, say, QuickBooks, which is used in basically every business we deal with. Now I work with it every day, so I've learned the strategy on how they use that, how they use that for their specific company, as well as the different logics that they use for their logistics that they handle. So you're learning more about the businesses that you ever thought possible, but all at the same time in different businesses throughout the world. So it gives you a huge understanding of stuff you never really thought you would learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So what are some of the other kind of like questions or issues that you're kind of dealing with on an everyday basis? Kind of give the audience an example out there of, you know, something you may be doing kind of in a day-to-day thing. What are common questions you ask? What kind of troubleshooting do you have to do?
So one of the most common ones we'll get is just on how the basic functionality of a system would work. So like they have a new user who doesn't exactly know what they need to go to get this specific report. So we'll just walk them through the steps, and that's what we try to do every time we help someone out. We try to walk them through so they don't have to give us a call, because it can be frustrating for them to have to pick up the phone every time they have a question. So we're kind of like teachers in a way, teaching the system to them. And also, while we're walking them through, we're going through the process they go through to see if there's anything we can make easier for them. And if we see something that we could change around that makes it a more easy experience and less frustrating experience, we'll go ahead and present that idea to them. So it's always that back and forth right there. So that happens every day. So that would probably be our most common one, just the more training aspect. Now, of course, we do get the occasional that there is an actual bug in the system that we need to take a look at. And when that comes in, we just try to get down the exact steps they go through to create that error so we can create it reliably and get that fixed right away for them.
And you mentioned earlier a little bit when we touched on communication, how that you communicate with the development team when you have certain questions. Can you talk a little bit more about kind of the role within the team, like who you're communicating with as far as developers, lead software engineers, you know, project managers, and everything like that?
So when we first get an issue reported to us, the first thing we'll do is look at whether it would be what we consider a new work or a support item. If it's new work, it's usually an item we would have to go talk with the project manager about and discuss with, and then we can get it planned and get that working accordingly. Now, if it's a software support task, we will send it out to the team that is assigned to the program, and then we'll talk with the lead software engineer, who will then assign it out to a specific developer. And from then on, we'll work side by side, basically, until the issue's resolved. And we'll go back and forth. It'll probably, for some issues, we have to go back to the customer, but it's always that open communication through all of us. And since we're all in the same room like that, it's very easy to just get up and go sit beside them and work through the problem.
Great. Well, yeah, that's definitely a lot of good information. Is there anything else that you think you'd like to add that we did not touch on at all?
Not specifically that I can think of. I mean, if you're interested in this position, like I said, just go ahead and brush up on your computer skills. If you've got a thorough understanding of it and you're willing to learn new technology with it, this would definitely be a great position to start with.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, David, thanks a lot for your time today, and I appreciate hopefully the aspiring software support specialists out there really learned something a lot today.
All right, thank you for your time.